Please be seated. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. This morning we are directed to a very short verse from St. Paul's second letter to young Pastor Timothy. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What does this mean? Rightly dividing the word of truth. This expression points to one of the most fundamental principles of the Holy Scripture, the proper distinction between the law and the gospel. Martin Luther said once that the point at which he became clear on what the gospel is was when he saw the difference between the righteousness of the law and the righteousness of the gospel. Those are the two divisions between of all of God's word. Perhaps a more important division, even, than the division of the Old Testament and the New Testament. The righteousness of the law is what I try to do in keeping with God's moral law, written on my heart, written on stone, written in the pages of God's word. But what I do always, always falls far short. On the other hand, the righteousness of the gospel is the righteousness of Christ. It's God's own righteousness, not merely the righteousness he prescribes, but the righteousness that he does. It is the righteousness which God gives to us by grace, through faith. Luther, over and over again, pointed to Paul's letter to the Romans, the first chapter, I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed, from faith to faith. St. Paul learns that one can only attribute one thing to the law. I would not have known sin but by the law, he says, for I would not have known covetousness unless the law said, you shall not covet. And then he says, now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed. There is no righteousness for us in the law. This distinction lies at the very core of the Christian faith. By one man, sin entered into the world, and death through sin, and thus death spread to all men because all have sinned. The law shows us this, for in making its demands, if we pay attention to them, we see our weakness, our sin, and our corruption. But the gospel, on the other hand, always points us to our Lord Christ. By one man's obedience, many are made righteousness. God made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. That is God's righteousness, the righteousness of Christ, the righteousness of salvation, the righteousness of faith. And this is why seeing the difference between the law and the gospel is so important, rightly dividing the word of truth. You like the law, don't you? You want a religion which is practical, which has to do with your everyday life. You like to have challenges set before you. And perhaps you think that you can find all of that in the law. You think you can keep God's law if you can just try hard enough and take another run at it. St. Paul might say, fine, check back with me tomorrow and tell me how you've done. Knowing that the law condemns, that it condemns you and leaves you hanging without any hope, but that the gospel gives hope through Christ's righteousness for you, for the forgiveness of sins, that, as one man said, is more practical than knowing how to breathe. The law leaves you in despair, unless you are deaf to it, unless you are a stone. There's always something lacking, and your obedience to the law is left again and again and again in shatters. But from the gospel, you hear that the only righteousness which satisfies God is the righteousness of his Son, and that righteousness he gives to you, each one of you, individually, freely, without the endless strings of the law attached. So there you have it. If you think that you can gain God's love and grace and favor, or at least help him out a little bit by what the law demands, then you are, in fact, in an endless death spiral. But if you know from God's word that by the law you are only led to despair and are then pointed to the gospel, there you see God's gift. His gift to you of perfect righteousness, a righteousness which is pure and unadulterated because it is the righteousness done by God's Son, not done by you yourself. Whether you are a preacher of the gospel or a hearer of the gospel, these words are for you, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do not confuse the demands of the law with God's promise of salvation by God's own righteousness in his only begotten Son. The corollary of this rightly dividing the word of truth, or the distinction between the law and the gospel, is, at the same time, saint and sinner. Simul justus et peccator. As I live in this world, I simply can't escape the fact of my sin. So long as flesh clings to these bones, and blood flows through that flesh, given life by breath, I remain weak and frail before him, and the law won't let me forget it. It stings. It has to sting. But my Lord applies to those stings his healing balm, the blessed promise to me that you are my child, a righteous, holy, perfect, precious saint. Your sins are forgiven. You are washed in the blood of the Lamb. I see you through your brother, my son, and with him you are perfect. Can you be certain of your salvation? Not if you trust in what you might do to make amends to God. Then, at best, you will be left uncertain. But trusting his promise that his Son's righteousness is your own. You have the certainty that God himself gives you. Go in peace. Your sins are forgiven. Let us turn to page 167 in the forepart of the hymnary and join together in Luther's morning prayer. Page 167. Please rise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray you to protect me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings and life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the wicked foe may have no power over me,